What is plantar fasciitis? Is foot problem most common in a sports population? It's a dull pain in the heel and might progress to a sharp pain persistently. Although there is a type that affects the arch, the majority of cases include the region where the plantar fascia is attached to the calcaneus. The plantar fascia is a band of fibrous tissues that connect the toes to the heel. The plantar fascia can be seen distinctly if a person has a good arch. By standing on the tips of toes, the arch of the sole, that is accentuated position, represents the mid portion of the plantar fascia. The symptoms are: in the morning when stepping out of bed and taking the first steps of the day, standing for a long time, standing up after sitting for a long time, after intense activity as running or jumping, climbing stairs, walking barefoot, walking in shoes with poor support, overpronation of the foot or high arches, tightness in the calf muscles, weakness of the ankle and foot stabilizing muscles, prolonged weight bearing on hard surfaces, repetitive impact sports on hard surfaces, and weight gain. The causes are: the major cause is microtrauma to the area, new shoe use, rapid weight gain, poor body biomechanics, prolonged standing, and many others. The pathology includes microscopic tears of the plantar fascia that leads to the chronic inflammatory process. Inflammation acts on both the periosteum as well as the fibers of the plantar fascia. Their after effects cause fibrosis, edema, and sometimes calcification of the structures. Whether the heel spurs or projections of bone off the calcaneus are related to plantar fasciitis. Heel spurs occur within the muscle of the foot named flexor digitorum brevis. Spurs not occurred within the plantar fascia. Heel spurs less commonly cause symptoms themselves, and in those patients that have spurs in their heel, the pain usually relieved with successful treatment of the plantar fasciitis. Plantar fasciitis is treated very easily and effectively by using conservative measures involving extracorporeal shockwave therapy, hands-on techniques, exercises, therapeutic taping, and footwear modification. Physiotherapist or chiropractor assesses the movement in the lower extremity to treat the root cause of plantar fasciitis. How to cure plantar fasciitis in 1 week? The exercises include foot strengthening, calf stretching, plantar fascia massage, heel raise, floor sitting ankle inversion with resistance, seated toe towel scrunches, seated plantar fascia stretch, wall facing calf stretch, cold therapy, osteopathy, ultrasound therapy, gait and balance training, foot proprioception.